First love. Isn't it wonderful? How about our love for Jesus? Keeping that passion alive. You know, even though you've been a Christian or a follower of Jesus for a little while now, sometimes that can get a little cold. Well, to help us out, Dana Candler has written a new book. It's called First Love, Keeping Your Passion for Jesus in a World Growing Cold. She's one of the executive leaders at the International House of Prayer, and she's with us now. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Dana, why did you write this book, First Love? A little bit of experience there?
Yes. You know, in my 20s, the Lord got a hold of my heart with the first commandment, and I wanted my heart to burn for him all of my days, as we all do. And then, you know, through some of the delays, through some of the setbacks, I found my heart unable to be in that same passion and desire, childlike trust as it was at first. And this passage from Revelation 2, when Jesus says to return to first love, it got me. And the Lord brought me into a conversation where he was saying, I haven't changed and I haven't changed my mind. Are you willing to let me stir that again and go on a journey with me? So that's kind of the backstory.
It's kind of almost cliche for us to say, if you've been a believer for a while, first love. Well, how would you describe that? I mean, we know, you know, you had a crush on somebody at Bible camp, that happens. But what is it like with Jesus?
You know, actually, those relationships that we know that are intuitive to us are helpful because our hearts are wide open. There's that vulnerability. There's that wholeheartedness. Yet somehow we forget that the Lord wants this in our relationship with him all of our days. And we think that first love is something that's just at the beginning. And you know, then we kind of grow up and we get a little nuanced and, you know, it's okay that there's that drawing back a bit, but Jesus, he never draws back.
How do we get more skilled at our relationship with God, and how does that develop over time? What are some of the obstacles that keep us back from that first love?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have to know that Jesus is a far better leader than we are followers. And he's so committed. It's like he looks at that little flame within us and he says, I started that fire and I am not going to let it go. And so he's the one that's committed to even working out that selfishness, wrong motives, wrong approaches. But he's in for the long haul. He's in for the decades. He'll do it over time as we say yes to him. So some of the adversaries, I mean, we hit loneliness, we hit betrayal, we hit unbelief that we don't even recognize because it creeps in. We hit all of these crises. Some of them are external, some are internal. I think one of the things that's so key is setting our eyes back on him and getting into conversation with him. Again, he is so committed to walking with us and close to us to overcome every adversary. You know, you look at Paul in the Word of God, and he's saying there is a way forward no matter what persecution, trouble, no matter what happens, we can have joy, we can have confidence. You know, and so the Bible gives witness to a kind of living that is above circumstance, and that's where we want to ask the Lord for grace to enter into.
Dana, where can people connect with you, maybe get a little bit more information on the House of Prayer and maybe just kind of get more of that passion that you have for prayer, you know, all the different ways that people can connect?
Yes, I would love that. DanaCandler.com, IHOPKC.org. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook. I would love to go on that journey with you.
Well, you got everything covered there, even YouTube, right?
That's right. We're there too.
The book is called First Love, Keeping Passion for Jesus in a World Growing Cold by Dana Candler. And she's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you.